what Phantom Load is. Phantom Load, also called vampire power or standby power, refers to electricity consumed by a device when it is not performing its primary function. The device may look completely off. The screen is dark, the indicator light is gone, and nothing appears to be happening. But if the plug is still in the wall, current is almost certainly flowing. This happens because modern electronics are designed to stay ready. A television waits for a remote control signal. A microwave keeps its clock running. A phone charger maintains a small voltage at the tip of the cable, even with no phone attached. Each draw is small in isolation, measured in watts or fractions of a watt. Across an entire home, across an entire year, they add up to a meaningful share of the electric bill. The Lawrence Berkeley National Laboratory estimated that standby power accounts for roughly 5 to 10% of residential electricity use in the United States. For a Texas household averaging around 1,096 kilowatt hours per month, the 2024 state average reported by the U.S. Energy Information Administration, that range translates to roughly 55 to 110 kilowatt hours every month spent on devices that are nominally off. The vampire power devices list, ranked by standby draw. Not all phantom loads are equal. The following categories, ranked roughly from highest to lowest standby consumption, are where most households find the most waste. Cable boxes and satellite receivers consistently top measured standby surveys. NRDC field measurements put older equipment at roughly 15 watts for a basic cable box and 30 to 45 watts for an HD DVR. Nearly the same whether the box is recording something or sitting idle. Current generation boxes, reported under the industry's set-top box voluntary agreement, run far lighter. A typical current IP model reports roughly 3 watts, about 27 kilowatt hours per year. So the older your box, the more this section applies. A household with two of these older boxes can spend $39 to $118 per year on standby power from that category alone, depending on the mix of basic boxes and DVRs. Game consoles in rest or standby mode draw between 1 and 15 watts, depending on the model and settings. Older generation consoles with instant-on features enabled are especially costly. A PlayStation or Xbox left in a high-power standby state year-round can add $1 to $20 to annual electricity costs. Desktop computers and monitors left in sleep rather than fully powered off draw 1 to 6 watts each. A monitor in deep sleep may draw less than a watt, but a PC left idling with the screen off rather than truly asleep can draw 20 watts or more. Televisions in standby typically draw 0.5 to 3 watts. Older plasma televisions drew considerably more. Modern OLEDs and LCDs are better. But a household with 4 or 5 screens still accumulates standby cost over the year. Chargers and power adapters with no device attached typically draw 0.1 to 0.5 watts each. Individually trivial, but a kitchen counter with 5 phone and tablet chargers plus a laptop brick represents a persistent small drain. Microwaves and countertop appliances with digital clocks and touch panels draw 1 to 3 watts continuously just to keep the display active. Audio systems, soundbars, and smart speakers vary widely. A passive soundbar in standby may draw 0.5 watts. A smart speaker waiting for a wake word can draw 2 to 4 watts around the clock. How to calculate your standby power cost per year? The math is straightforward. Multiply the device's standby wattage by the number of hours it is in standby annually, then divide by 1,000 to get kilowatt hours, and multiply by your electricity rate. Formula: watts x hours per year / 1,000 cents per kilowatt hour / 100 equals annual cost in dollars. An older cable box drawing 20 watts, 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, 20 times 8,760. Equals 175,200 watt hours. 175,200 divided by 1,000 equals 175.2 kilowatt hours. at the median listed rate of 15.0 cents per kilowatt hour across plans listed on Choose My Power as of August 20, 2026. That one device costs $26.28 per year to leave plugged in. At 15.0 cents, the median among 127 plans from 18 providers in that snapshot, the math produces a useful baseline. Households on cheaper fixed-rate plans will see smaller savings. Those on variable or time-of-use plans may see higher or lower figures depending on when standby draw occurs. What uses electricity when off? The non-obvious offenders. Beyond the obvious screens and chargers, several categories catch households by surprise. Garage door openers draw 1 to 5 watts continuously to monitor the wall button and remote signal. A single opener costs roughly $1 to $7 per year in standby. Not large, but worth knowing. Inkjet printers are among the worst offenders per device. Many inkjet models draw 3 to 5 watts in standby and run periodic maintenance cycles that consume additional power even when not printing. Smart home hubs and routers need to stay on by design, but older or poorly designed models can draw 6 to 12 watts simply to maintain a Wi-Fi connection. These are generally not worth unplugging since they provide active value around the clock. But upgrading to a more efficient model can reduce the draw. Older CRT televisions, if any remain in a guest room or garage, draw 5 to 10 watts in standby and should be priority candidates for disconnection or replacement. When unplugging devices to save money makes sense in Texas. Not every phantom load justifies the inconvenience of unplugging. A practical framework helps households focus effort where it produces measurable results. Unplugging is most worthwhile when the device meets two conditions. It draws more than 2 watts in standby, and it is used infrequently enough that the inconvenience of reconnecting is low. Cable boxes connected to rarely watched guest room televisions, game consoles in seasonal use, and desktop computers in home offices that sit idle for weeks at a time are good candidates. The most efficient tool for this is a smart power strip or a simple mechanical timer. A smart strip can cut power to a cluster of devices, such as a television, soundbar, and streaming box, whenever the primary device, the TV, is off. A timer can cut power to a charger bank or desktop setup during overnight hours. A basic plug-in watt meter, sold at hardware stores for $15 to $30, lets any household measure standby draw directly, rather than relying on published averages. Measure a device for 5 minutes, with nothing happening, and the meter shows the standby wattage. That single purchase pays for itself quickly if it identifies one or two high-draw devices the household did not know about. In Texas, the case for managing phantom load is slightly stronger than in states with lower average rates. Even at the low end of current listed rates, 5.6 cents per kilowatt hour on the cheapest plan listed on Choose My Power as of August 20, 2026. A bull credit plan priced at exactly 1,000 kilowatt hours. 175 kilowatt hours of annual standby consumption costs nearly $10 per year from a single cable box. At the median rate of 15.0 cents, that same box costs over $26. Households on variable rate plans, which can spike significantly in August and February, face higher effective costs during peak periods. What this means for the electricity bill. Phantom load rarely produces the largest line item on an electric bill. Air conditioning, water heating, and refrigeration dominate Texas household consumption. But phantom load is the one category a household can reduce without any change in behavior or comfort, simply by unplugging or using a smart strip. For a household already on a competitive fixed-rate plan and properly using major appliances, cutting standby waste is a reasonable next step. For a household still on a high variable rate plan, switching plans will almost always produce greater annual savings than any amount of unplugging. The consumption reduction strategy and the plan selection strategy work best together, not as substitutes for each other.